Do you like to play cornhole? Would you like to play for big money? How does $50,000 sound? The opportunity to play cornhole for big money has arrived. The $50,000 Championships of Bags is at Harrah's Cherokee Casino Resort, July 21st through the 24th. There are cash tournaments for all players and all skill levels for as little as $5. I am your host, Ryan Alessio from the American Cornhole League. I will be bringing you the hottest cornhole action live on ESPN3 starting July 22nd at 7 p.m. Come as an individual, come with a partner, or come with a crew. Watch in person for free or live on ESPN3. Anyone can play, anyone can win. Visit iPlayCornhole.com for broadcast and registration information. And welcome to the Inside Tailgating Podcast. Ryan Alessio with you today, and coming up in just a few minutes, I'm going to be joined by Chris Meacham of the ACL. He's going to be out with me at Harrah's Cherokee Resort Casino coming up next Friday. We're going to be broadcasting live on ESPN3 all the way through Sunday. That would be the 22nd through the 24th for the Championship of Bags. It's going to be a huge $50,000 cornhole event, and Chris is going to tell us all about it. But first, let's hear from the guys that keep us on the air. Nothing compares to sipping on a fine wine or your favorite brew in fine crystal. But let's get real. Who wants to bring their china cabinet's best to a tailgate party? Govino's fashionable shatterproof drinkware is made from a BPA, BPS-free polymer that looks and performs like crystal, but is durable enough to withstand the cheers, high fives, and flying footballs at the lot. Pack Govino dishwasher-safe wine or beer glasses along with your game day snacks and avoid broken glass party fouls at the stadium. Visit govino.com to order yours today. That's govino.com. All right, picture this. You're laying on your Chase Lounge in the sun. You're comfortable. It's peaceful. Completely relaxed. And it happens. Your cell phone rings. You grab your suit, lean up, reach under your chair where everything is stashed, and you start digging around for your phone, and suddenly you knocked over your drink you forgot was even under there. And then, suddenly, relaxing is not so relaxing. Well, say hello to Shade Pop, an 18-inch umbrella that attaches to the side of your table using magnets, keeping all of your essentials within arm's reach and out of the sun while you're in it. It's the ultimate in lounge-level shade. If you're tired of overheated cell phones, warm, ant-filled, sand-covered drinks, order yours today for only $24.99. Shade Pop is lightweight, compact, and fits nicely in your beach bag. Go to shadepop.com right now, order up, and don't forget, shipping is free. We're about to get it in. Barbecue, charcoal, biscuits, and ice. I got my lawn chairs ready. The weather was white night. We're about to tailgate Shade. I'm ready, are you ready? And welcome to the Inside Tailgating Podcast. Ryan Alessio with Chris Meacham, big-time cornhole guy. You're going to be out there with me for the Championship of Bags at Harrah's Cherokee Resort Casino coming up here in just a – how far out are we? Not far.
We're talking next week, Ryan, next week. I am super excited for this. How about you?
I'm really excited. I have never really done anything like this. Dealing with cornhole, I've done football, I've done baseball, basketball, a lot of other sports. But look, I think everybody has a special place for cornhole in their heart when it comes to playing, because usually when you're playing cornhole, that means you're doing something fun. You're either at a friend's house for a cookout or you're having a party. Maybe you're at the bar. Usually when I associate cornhole, I associate it with a lot of fun. So I am excited.
Well, it is a lot of fun, but I'm going to tell you, Ryan, once you get into a competitive mode that there's going to be at Harrah's Cherokee next week, all the sitting back, you know, it's a different environment. It is just like going into any professional athletic sport event that you go to, you're going to see people squinching. You're going to see attitude. You're going to see excitement. You're going to see everything that you would expect in a basketball game, baseball game, football game. It is just like that when you get to the competitive level. It's great to start off playing with your buddies in the backyard and having a few beers and at parties. But I'm going to tell you, when you pick up that bag and you decide you want to be an ACL participant, I'm telling you, you better bring it, because it's going to be brought to you every single time.
Oh, yeah. Competition is great. I'm all for that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I know how serious this is going to be for a lot of people. So go ahead and just give us, somebody like myself who is new to the ACL and everything, tell us how this is going to work and what we can look forward to.
Well, the first thing you need to do is get in your car next week, gas it up, and drive to Cherokee.
Yep.
That's the first thing you need to do, because you need to be there. I mean, it's important. Hey, we're going to be on ESPN for 3 nights. That's never three. Well, Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. Live, 4 hours. Me and you, Ryan, bringing the best action cornhole there is out there. We're going to be bringing it. And there is no other cornhole that's ever done that before. This is going to be like you've never seen in a cornhole event. So, for one, you need to get in a car. You need to come out there. And if you don't come out, if you can't make it to Cherokee, then you need to download the iWatch ESPN app on your phone or on your computer so you can watch us those 3 nights and see the action that we're going to be bringing to you. Now, when you get there, Thursday is going to be like qualifying day. We're going to have singles, and it's going to be a $25,000 singles tournament going to be played out on Sunday. Well, to get to that Sunday, we have at least 32 qualifying spots that's going to be available Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday is going to kick it off. We're going to have blind draws all day, $5 blind draws. If you don't know what a blind draw is, you come in, you pay your $5, you draw a chip, you get a partner, and y'all go for it, go try to win some cash. I mean, there's a lot of cash to be handed out, a lot of cash to be earned. So you just come out Thursday, and then we're going to have qualifying matches for 3 days for the singles. Now, that's at least 32. Now, you have to have, if you don't have a membership to the ACL and you have no points, you can still come qualify. It's going to cost you $50 for the first time that you come to qualify. If you don't qualify the first time, you can still come back in, and it will be a much discounted rate other than that 50. That 50 is going to be the first time, and it'll be cut from there. Now, if you are a member, which is a $25 membership, and this is very important, Ryan, you can purchase a membership at the event. So don't say, I'm not a member, I can't go. No, you can, because you can buy that membership at the event for $25. Okay. Now, if you buy the membership for $25 and you have no points, then you can play in a qualifying round for 45 instead of 50. You see how I just worked that $5 discount?
Absolutely.
See that?
That's good math right there.
So you got a $5 discount, sign up for a member, that's $5, and then it would be $20. So the $50 discounted rate for the second qualifier, that you, if you have to enter that, you're going to knock that down to $20 to begin with, so you'll have it even cheaper.
That's good.
Try to make it as cheap as possible for everybody to get involved. So once you do that, we're going to have those, we'll have up to 32 of those. Now, if you are a member and you have 100 points, you've played this summer with myself and other great regional directors all over the country. We have people coming from everywhere, Ron, not just the mountains, not just Cherokee, not just North Carolina, but they're coming from Arizona. They're coming from everywhere. So when you have 100 points and you're a member, $5 to qualify, $5. So there you go. You can play 32 qualifiers, $5 a piece. I mean, that's cheap. So there's a lot to get in. Now, if you don't even want to qualify, you're like, man, I don't even want to. I just want to go ahead and pay my money and get into the 128 on Sunday. Then you can do that too while supplies last. And they are at a minimum, Ryan, a minimum. You can get that for $200.
So but I think, real quick, this is important. Important to know that people can still show up and play. This isn't closed off yet. Like, you can still go and do all that, and you can play.
Well, look, let me explain the point system to you. I'm gonna make it real simple. You know when you go to the grocery store and they say, hey, Ryan, you got your discount rewards card to make it cheaper?
Yep.
That's what points do for you.
I like it.
So, that's it. It doesn't mean you can't go get your groceries if you ain't got that discount rewards card. It just means you get it at a cheaper rate, and you also get a little specified to the front of the field, if you will. You'll be considered first because you paid that membership, and you've played, and you're invested into the league. But you can still walk off the street and get in there and play just like everybody else. It just might cost you a little bit more up at the front end, but it'll reduce the price as far as you go in.
Okay, that makes sense. That sounds good. So what kind of different games? We're going to see teams. We're going to see singles matches. Explain some of the different type of matches we're going to see.
Okay, well, Friday night is going to be two big things, and this is very important. We're going to have a Friday night war. When I tell you about the points, everybody's been trying to get points and trying to do the best they can. Well, nobody knew this. Nobody. Stacy made this. Boom. Here we go. Let's just throw it in there. So Friday Night Wars, the number one guy in the points and the number two guy in the points. And they're going to be fighting it for $1,000 is going to be on the line. We're going to have Hector Gonzalez out of Arizona going up against Rob Guthrie from Charleston, South Carolina. And they're number one and number two in the points. And the way Stacy's got it set up, which is awesome, Ryan, I thought this is a great idea. It's kind of like a skins match in golf. You're going to have both boards, and you're going to throw a round. Now, if you win that round, you win a piece of money. Now, say you wash that round, neither one of you get any points. That money for that round carries over to the next round.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
So it could, yeah. So you could potentially carry over five or six rounds and win one, and boom, you sitting back chilling with some money. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. That's good right there.
So that's going to be a great thing, you know, and that's something that, you know, in the future, you know, that's something next year that everybody needs to fight for, that number one, number two spot, man. If that's going to happen every year, man, that's an awesome incentive to get out there and play for these points and to see if you can be number one and number two in the country through a whole year to get to this part next year to see it by 1,000. You never know. But, man, that's going to be an awesome thing to kick off with. But we're also going to have the Crew Cup. And the Crew Cup is four players on a team. And they're going to play with each partner, and it's fun. I can't really go into how it's all going to work out, but I'll tell you right now, I played on one, and it is a blast. So you definitely need to get to that. Well, you're probably saying, Ryan, Chris, how much does it cost to get into the Crew Cup? Well, if you want to keep 100% of all your winnings, which is, you know, the winnings that you get, you know, every game you win money. That's the way you're going to win there. Every game you win money. You win more games, you win more money. It's just that easy. And this is a $12,500 tournament, Ryan. Yeah, you heard me. $12,500 tournament. What can you
Man.
Do with 12,000? We know. It's okay. Me too. But it's going to be, but if you, that's $200 entry if you want to keep 100% of your winnings. Now, look, if you want to play in the Crew Cup for free, Ryan, you've never played before. You want to play? We'll sign you up for free. And everything that you win, it'll be split between you and the sponsor.
I don't think you've ever seen me play before.
Do what?
I don't think you've ever seen me play. I don't think I'm nearly prepared to enter any type of tournament for money yet.
Ryan, if it don't cost you anything and you have a chance to win something.
Yeah, the math is kind of working out to the point.
You're
making a lot of sense right now.
It doesn't matter. Okay, if you want to come to Cherokee and play, you come to Cherokee and play. There is something for everybody. Don't think you have to be a professional cornhole player just to come play in Cherokee. It's not about that. It's about building this sport. And when, let me tell you something, when you meet these people, they're like family to me. I know almost everybody that's going to be there. And I've hung out with them. I've played with them. I mean, it's one big family. When you got a cornhole family, you can go anywhere in this country and hit them up and say, hey, man, I need a place to stay. You got a place to stay. It's just like that. It's the best people in the whole world that I've ever dealt with. And I can't wait for you to meet them and everybody else to come and meet these people and play with them and realize that, man, this is a great game and great people play it. But you can get that. This is how you get that free spot, Ryan. Free spot. You'd be a misfit on a free crew cup team, and that will be contact Stacy at iplayacl.com. Let him know that you want to be placed on a misfit team, on a free team, and he'll be glad to sign you up, put your name down, you show up and tell him who you are when you get there, and we'll get it straight. Now, there, we want as many teams as we could get. So, I mean, bring your cousin, uncle, it don't matter. As long as they're 21 plus, that's a big deal. You have to be over 21 to play in any of these tournaments next week in Cherokee.
So let me ask you, Chris, you know, we're talking about the event, how exciting it's going to be, how everybody can play. There's still time to go and play. You know, you said you know everybody who's going to be there. You've been doing this for a long time. Tell us about your background in cornhole with the ACL. How did you get started? And, you know, how did you get involved in this and become like a pro, you know?
Well, I started about 3 years ago. I went and this is funny. I went and a buddy of mine called me. He says, "Hey, man, let's go play in a cornhole tournament." I said, "Whatever, I'm down for anything, man, but I've never played cornhole in my life." And he says, "Well, you know what? I'm pretty good. I think I can carry you." I said, "Well, that sounds like a great time. Let's go." So we took off and we went to B-Dubs and went and played in a cornhole tournament. And Ryan, we brought home a trophy, buddy.
Nice.
Dead last.
Oh.
You hear me? Dead last. First team out, horrible. Okay, from that point on, I'm a competitive person anyway. I said, you know, I like this game, but I am never going to finish last in a tournament again like this. So I started practicing, and I practiced outside my house every moment, every chance I had, between work, before work, after work, and I kept on, and I started watching people, and I met people who played cornhole, and I watched how they threw. I started tater tossing is what I call it, when you ball it up and just throw it at the board, and then you work on your spin, and then you meet other people, and then they say, "Hey, you know, don't use corn bags, use synthetic bags. What's the difference?" I mean, it's a big thing. And I'm willing, man, when we're there next week, I'm willing to walk everybody through how it takes to you know, what's how to do it. And I just practiced, and I started playing, and I started traveling, and I started meeting people. And I'm not, I promise you, I'm not the best in the world, but by no means, but I have a good time with what I do, and I love the sport, and I love the people, and that's what it's all about for me. And I want always, since day one, I've always tried to run tournaments and stuff to grow this sport, to make it a viable sport in this country. And that's why when I got involved with Stacy has this same vision that I do. And we want this thing to rock, man. We want it to be the next big thing. We want it on the Olympics. You hear me? We want it to be big. And how are you going to make it big? You put 50 grand out there. That should make it big, don't you think?
I think that makes it really big. Actually, I think that's more than you get if you're a player on the Super Bowl winning team. How about that?
Something like that. Now, Pro Bowl's different.
Pro Bowl's a little different. <Just kidding. laughs> I don't think you get anything. I think you get a pat on the back for the Pro Bowl.
Welcome to Hawaii.
Yeah. Free vacation. That's what you get for that. So, all right. Once again, just kind of give us the overall synopsis of what's going to happen, what we can expect when we get down there, what you can expect to see on ESPN3. Because, I mean, we're going to rock the hell out of this casino is what's going to happen. Harris doesn't know what's coming, I don't think.
They have no idea. But Thursday, we're going to start off with qualifiers, blind draws, and we're also going to have seniors 55 and up. We're going to have senior singles and doubles. Friday night, we're going to have the Crew Cup. We're going to have the Friday Night War with Hector and Rob, and we're going to have women's and mixed doubles tournaments, not to mention all the blind draws going on in between. So that's Thursday and Friday. Now, Friday night, me and you are going to hit the air at 7 o'clock, and we're going to rock it, and we're going to have a great time with the Crew Cup. We're going to meet a bunch of players. We're going to talk to a bunch of people, find out where they're from, let people know about it, where they are, what they do. And so you see the person behind the bag, and you see the attitude they give when they throw that bag, and see the passion that somebody puts in the sport, just like they put in any sport. It's the same in cornhole. Now, Saturday, we're going to have more qualifying. We're also going to have more qualifying for singles on Friday. When we get to Saturday, it's going to be more qualifying rounds for the singles, and we're also going to have the doubles. And it's going to be $50 a person to play, $100 a team. Now, if you want a free bid, which a lot of people did, won some of the free state tournaments, Don't worry about that. But if you're walking in off the street, you're there Friday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, you're like, man, I've had a ball. I'm staying Saturday. Then I'm guarantee you somebody there is going to be looking for a partner. $50 a person, jump in. Because there's 32 places paid. All right? There's a lot of places paid. It's not just one, two, and three. So we're paying down. We're paying down. And that's a $12,500 doubles tournament. When I say $12,500, that's half of $25,000, okay? And then you add 25 to the Sunday, you got 50 grand. 50, two Ds, 50, Ryan, 50.
Good.
So Saturday is going to be the doubles. Me and you are going to hit the airs at 1 o'clock, and we're not going to leave till we crown somebody.
I like it.
And make them a champion.
I like it. All right. Chris, sounds good. Go ahead.
It is Sunday. One more day, man. Just one more. Hang with me. I know it's a tough one, but one more day. Sunday is the finale. Sunday is where we crown a singles $25,000 champion. And we're going to come on the air at 1 o'clock, and we are going to crown that champion, Ryan. Me and you, buddy.
I'm excited. I like the single idea. I like the one-on-one aspect, so I'm excited for the singles.
That is main time. Sunday, 1 p.m.
All right, that sounds great. Look forward to meeting you, seeing you out there. If you want to check out, you need information, go to iplaycornhole.com, and you can see everything that's going on. And I think it's going to be a good time. Looking forward to it.
Me too. And don't forget, everybody out there, go to iWatchESPN. Download that onto your phone, your laptop, and watch it. Share it with your friends, your family. Take it to the bar, plug it into the TV, especially if you know somebody is going to be there. You want to support them as much as you can. And if you can't be there in person, the next best thing is to be watching us on ESPN3.
Sounds great. All right, Chris, thank you very much for joining me on the Inside Tailgating Podcast, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes, sir, Ryan. See you next week.
Thank you once again to Chris Meacham from the ACL for giving us all the information on the championship of bag happening at Harrah's Cherokee Resort Casino. You can watch that live once again on ESPN3, Friday the 22nd at 7 p.m., Saturday the 23rd at 7 p.m., and then Sunday at noon. Bright and early will start. Well, bright and early for me. How about that? You still got time to get in on this. Anybody can play. Anybody can win. Just check out I Play Cornhole for all the details with how you can get involved. Or just hit rewind and listen to Chris because he's got all the info too. Don't forget to check us out at InsideTailgating.com. Follow us on Twitter at Tailgate with Us. I will talk to you next time.
We're about to get it in. Barbecue, charcoal, biscuits, and ice. I got my lawn chairs ready. The weather was quite nice. We're about to tailgate, Shane. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Nothing compares to sipping on a fine wine or your favorite brew in fine crystal. But let's get real. Who wants to bring their china cabinet's best to a tailgate party? Govino's fashionable shatterproof drinkware is made from a BPA, BPS-free polymer that looks and performs like crystal, but is durable enough to withstand the cheers, high fives, and flying footballs at the lot. Pack Govino dishwasher-safe wine or beer glasses along with your game day snacks and avoid broken glass party fouls at the stadium. Visit Govino.com to order yours today. That's Govino.com.